Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
It's not the high-fat diet that causes abnormal cholesterol. It's the high-sugar diet we eat, which is about 60% of our calories or more is starch and sugar, 152 pounds of sugar, and 133 pounds of flour per person per year. That's a lot. It's almost a pound a day. And that causes a really abnormal type of cholesterol. Hey, everyone. It's Dr. Mark. Now, time and again, I've had my patients tell me they're too busy to eat as healthy as they like. And that's when I ask them how much time they spend on email or social media. I like to tell them if they have time to scroll, they have time to shop online for healthy foods. With Thrive Market, you can order all your favorite healthy pantry staples, snacks, household and body care goods, and so much more, and have it delivered right to your door. Thrive Market is an online membership-based grocery store that makes eating well convenient and more affordable. They've got everything from ethically sourced cabinet essentials to sustainable meat and seafood, non-toxic cleaning products, personal care items, and lots more. And they make it super easy to search by category like paleo, vegan, low sugar, or gluten-free. You can get a monthly or annual Thrive Market membership to find the perfect fit for your family. Even with a crazy schedule and tons of travel, I'm always able to have what I need when I get home, thanks to Thrive Market. Right now, if you go to thrivemarket.com/Hyman, you can get a free gift that's worth $60. That's thrivemarket.com/Hyman. People are always surprised when I tell them that even with a whole foods diet rich in plants, we can still be nutrient deficient. And addressing nutrient deficiencies is one of the lowest hanging fruits for optimizing our health and feeling better at any age. And that is why I'm a huge fan of AG1 from Athletic Greens. Since our soils are so damaged, the plants can't extract the nutrients because there's no living matter anymore. And we're up against issues like chronic stress and toxicity and sleep deprivation like never before. And our bodies need some extra help getting all the right information to work properly. Now, that information comes in the form of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and good bacteria, all of which help our cells remember how to efficiently tackle their important jobs. So one of the things I use every day to support my diet is AG1 from Athletic Greens. With just one scoop of AG1, I get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, and more to support my entire body. Even with a really healthy diet, it's hard to hit the mark for all our nutrient needs. So I feel better knowing I have some extra help from AG1. Unlike other supplements and powders out there, AG1 is third-party tested and made without GMO, nasty chemicals, or artificial anything. It actually tastes great, kind of like a tropical green drink. I like it on its own mixed with water, but it also works really well in most smoothies. If you're curious about trying AG1 from Athletic Greens for yourself, right now they're offering my community 10 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Hyman. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hyman to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Mark Hyman. Welcome to The Doctor's Pharmacy, a place for conversations that matter. And today I'm bringing you a special feature of The Doctor's Pharmacy called Health Bites to improve your health, because taking small steps daily can lead to significant changes over time. And today we're talking about cholesterol, because it may not actually be the cause of heart disease. That's a bold statement, Dr. Hyman. Well, listen up and you'll hear why. Now, we've all heard that the living a long, healthy life, heart disease free, and the key to that is lowering your cholesterol, but is that really true? The reality is most of us have little understanding of our cholesterol levels in our blood. And the whole topic is way more complicated than that, because there's so many other factors involved than just cholesterol. In fact, even worse, the normal way we measure cholesterol now, the standard way, is so outdated. It doesn't actually check for what we need to be checking for, which is the particle number and size and the quality of your cholesterol, not just the weight of it, which is what normal tests do. You put it, basically weigh it and you see how much cholesterol you have, but it doesn't tell you anything about what it's comprised of. It could be 1,000 bad particles or just 10 good particles, and it's the same weight, right? So what we really need to know is a lot more about cholesterol. So let's get into it and get into the story of cholesterol. So what is cholesterol? Well, it's not a bad thing. It's something your body makes. It's a fatty substance produced by the liver, and it does thousands of functions in your body. It lines every single one of your nerve sheaths. It's part of your cell membranes, and you've got 30 trillion cells, right? Without cholesterol, they can't function. It makes hormones. estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. A lot of your brain is made up of cholesterol. So if you think cholesterol is the enemy, think again. Now, what are the factors that actually affect your cholesterol, whether it's good or bad, right? One of the biggest myths that we have is that abnormal cholesterol is because of fat, especially saturated fat. In fact, there was a huge review just published in the European Journal, I think, of Cardiology that really kind of debunked the idea that saturated fat was the boogeyman we thought it was. That's not to say that for some subset of people, for example, like me, saturated fat may not be as good for you. Why? Because I'm what we call lean mass hyper responder. I've got such low body fat and I'm an athlete and, you know, seem to have a weird anomalous response. There are also genetic problems with cholesterol that, you know, can be a factor that are more serious. So yes, it's a factor for some, but not in the way we thought with fat. In fact, it's not the high fat diet that causes abnormal cholesterol. It's the high sugar diet we eat, which is about, 60% of our calories or more is starch and sugar, 152 pounds of sugar and 133 pounds of flour per person per year. That's a lot. It's almost a pound a day. And that causes a really abnormal type of cholesterol. And that causes a cholesterol we'll get into that's small, dense, and dangerous. Now, the type of fat you eat is also important. So olive oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, fish oil, those are all great for your heart. And one study they did in Europe, which is hard to do a randomized controlled trial on free living humans, but they basically gave one group, it was 7,000 people, one group they gave them olive oil and told them to drink a liter a week. And the other group they gave them about 30 grams or a big handful of nuts every day. And they said, eat that. They compared that to the low fat group. Well, what happened was they had to stop the study because the people in the low fat group were dying and the people in the olive oil and nut group were living and they had far less heart attacks and heart cardiac issues. And it was as good as taking any of the best cholesterol drugs. So what they found was that it's not that fat itself, it's the type of fat. So saturated fat can be neutral or for some maybe bad. And if you're a lean mass hyper responder, it's bad. If you're an overweight diabetic person, it's not necessarily bad. Trans fats, hydrogenated fats, processed fats, refined oils, those are not great. But obviously whole food oils, avocados, nuts and seeds, extra virgin olive oil, certain kinds of other oils can be very, very helpful. And you should consume those and not be afraid of them. They're not going to cause a problem. So if the biggest problem with cholesterol is not fat, what is it? It's sugar. It's the sugar that you eat that converts into fat in your body. Your body has this process called lipogenesis, which basically turns sugar into fat. And it's the worst culprit. And the worst of the worst is high fructose corn syrup, which is pretty much in everything. It's ubiquitous and it should be banned. It's really a dangerous substance. And in another health bite, we talked about fatty liver and high fructose corn syrup. And it's in sodas, juices, salad dressings, tomato sauce, sugar drinks, coffee drinks. I mean, it's everywhere. So basically get rid of that. So the real concern isn't the fat, it's the sugar, and make sure you eat the right types of fat. So what are the other factors that influence cholesterol? Genetics, environment, lifestyle. First of all, the real driver of heart disease, as I said, is not cholesterol, it's inflammation. And inflammation makes the cholesterol dangerous. And inflammation is caused generally by, in our lifestyle, too much starch and sugar, which causes imbalances in blood sugar and insulin, and that leads to free radicals, oxidative stress, and inflammation. So that's really the cause. And if you looked, for example, at these studies where people walk into the emergency room with a heart attack, 75% are either diabetic or have prediabetes. Most of them who walk in have normal cholesterol. Almost nobody walks in has normal HDL or triglycerides, which is signs of this prediabetes metabolic syndrome. So we're kind of barking up the wrong tree. So in order to deal with your genetics, in order to deal with the risk of cholesterol, you kind of got to look at what are all these factors. So we know now that your environment plays a huge role. Exercise, your thoughts, your beliefs, environmental toxins, various latent infections, all these can play a role in your risk of cardiovascular disease. But you need to kind of take a big picture look at your overall health and address everything that matters, not just your cholesterol. Medicine is so focused on the things we can treat You know, we just, oh, cholesterol, we can treat that. Let's give them the statin. That's the drug we have. And then we forget about all the other things. But all the other things may be actually more important, including the rest of your diet, sugar and starch, stress, lack of exercise, environmental toxins, and even your microbiome, which is now understood to play a big role in your risk of cardiovascular disease. So you want to do some key tests, and we want to know about, we'll talk about some of the tests, but we want to know about blood sugar and insulin. We want to know about inflammation. We want to know about your nutritional levels, like folic acid and homocysteine. We want to know about your clotting factors. We want to look at your hormones. So all that gives us a much deeper look at what's going on. Also, in terms of inflammation, you know, we really need to look at that because that's what's driving so much of heart disease. And again, it's just the processed diet, sugar, starch, trans fats, too much inflammatory fats, a sedentary lifestyle, too much stress, autoimmune diseases, food allergies, hidden infections, gum disease even, environmental toxins, mercury, all these things can drive heart disease. So we've got to deal with all of them. In functional medicine, we look at all the factors, not just one. We want to look at all the factors that can cause disease. So we need a comprehensive workup. So what are the kinds of things that contribute? Well, like we said, inflammation. And that's why I want to look at C-reactive protein. That's a really important test. We talked about that on another Health Bite, but C-reactive protein is a really good marker. Now, it was fascinating in a Harvard study. What they did was they took people who had, risk, for example, for heart disease. They looked at ones with high cholesterol but normal CRP. So high cholesterol but no inflammation. Normal cholesterol but high inflammation. Or high inflammation, high cholesterol. So obviously the worst group was the high cholesterol, high inflammation. What was interesting is the group that had high cholesterol but no inflammation didn't have any real risk. But the group that had normal cholesterol and inflammation, they had a real risk. So it's really more about the environment in which the cholesterol exists, if it's inflammatory or not. The other big factor that drives it is metabolic syndrome, prediabetes. And here's the thing, guys. I just sort of read this terrifying study not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, which said that, and get this, 93.2% of Americans are metabolically unhealthy. That means 6.8% of Americans are metabolically healthy. Now, what does that mean? That means 6.8% of Americans don't have high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, haven't had a heart attack or stroke, have not had a heart attack or stroke, and are not overweight. That means everybody else has one of those things. And almost all of those things are caused by too much starch and sugar and insulin resistance. So this is really, really important. There's a few other things I would pay attention to is, for example, your other factors that may play a role. What's your cholesterol absorption? What's production in your liver? We can do tests for that. We want to know what your methylation status is, B vitamins, homocysteine. Very important to look at your cardiac risk. We want to look at certain genes that may be a factor that affect your cholesterol metabolism or genetics. So there's a lot of nuances, but for the most part, if you just cut out starch and sugar, eat good fats, exercise, and watch your inflammation, you're going to be doing great. So what should you be testing? And what are the right tests to do? Because when you go to the doctor, all you're getting typically is your total cholesterol, your LDL, HDL, and triglycerides. That test, it should be left to the 20th century. Dr. Robert Kraus, one of the leading lipid researchers in the world, over maybe 50 years ago now, developed a test to look at not only the cholesterol weight, because that's what it measures. It's just, you know, milligrams per deciliter of all these numbers, but looks at the quality. So he looks at them literally under an MRI machine. So looking at your cholesterol under an MRI machine, you can see, is it a large fluffy particle, which is safe, or is it a small, dense, like golf ball? Is it a beach ball or a golf ball? A beach ball hits you in the head, no problem. Golf ball hits you in the head, it's a problem. So same with cholesterol. These small, dense particles are the ones that we call atherogenic particles, or ones that cause heart disease. And you can get small, dense HDL, small, dense LDL. Triglycerides, the opposite happens. They get big and fluffy, filled with fat from the sugar, because sugar is what causes high triglycerides. So you can tell the quality of your cholesterol, and you can map it out, and then you can see the degree of insulin resistance. So much more important. And that's the test you should be asking for. It's available at your doctor's office or any lab. LabCorp does NMR testing. Quest does cardio-IQ testing. Super, super important. Now, you also want to check for metabolic health. How do you do that? Well, most doctors just check your blood sugar. Not enough. I had a guy yesterday, for example, who was almost 400 pounds. Not diabetic, His cholesterol looked okay on a regular test, but not on the one I did. Blood sugar was maybe 104, a little high, but not terrible. His insulin level was 108, should be under 5, so 20 times normal. He was severely metabolically unhealthy and had insulin resistance. You can also check fasting insulin. That's something I recommend you do every time you get your blood checked. A little more aggressive test is a glucose tolerance test where you measure blood sugar and insulin. Now, most doctors will just check sugar, not insulin. So you got to check insulin fasting at 1 and 2 hours. And often the sugar will stay fine, but the insulin goes high and it keeps the blood sugar normal until the last minute. And then the blood sugar can't be controlled anymore and starts going up. And that's when you get diabetes. But way before you get diabetes, you're getting all these bad things happening that aren't just pre-diabetes. I hate that word because if you have pre-diabetes, you get everything else. You get nerve damage. You get, memory loss. You get heart disease and heart attacks. You get cancer. You get strokes. You don't have to actually have diabetes to get all those things. You also want to check hemoglobin A1C. That's your average blood sugar over 6 weeks. That'll give you a good sense of things. C-reactive protein we talked about. Homocysteine to check the B vitamins. Check for oxidized cholesterol. You can do oxidized LDL, which is it rancid or not? Basically, rancid fat is what causes the problem. You look if your blood's more thick and clotty. You can look for fibrinogen, ferritin levels, lipoprotein A, another cardiac risk factor. It's a genetic, but plays a role. A certain genetic tests may be helpful. And there's some imaging tests. We do calcium scores, which can be helpful. But there's a new test called Clearly Heart Scans. I'll put in the show notes. And it's a test that uses CT imaging, similar to what we do with a calcium score. But they also look at soft plaque, which is on the inside of the arteries, which is something that's really hard to determine for most people. And that soft plaque is what really is driving your risk for cardiovascular disease. So it's a much more advanced test using artificial intelligence. I'd encourage you to check that out. And so what do you do? Well, obviously it's the things we all know. It's eat good food, whole foods, unprocessed diet, eat the good fats, avocados, extra virgin olive oil, fatty fish, lots of nuts and seeds, low starch sugar diet, obviously high fiber, plant-rich diet, lots of phytochemicals, lots of non-starchy veggies, lots of good quality protein found in beans, seeds, nuts, high quality, regeneratively raised or grass-fed animal protein. Really important to get your diet straight. There was a study that showed 90% of cardiovascular disease could be prevented through healthy lifestyle, not smoking, exercising, and eating a healthy diet. Exercise also super important. It's super important to get your blood vessels healthy and exercise. They love exercise. So 30 minutes of walking will help if you want to do nothing else. Strength training really critical to help your metabolism. More exercise, obviously, is better. Not crazy amounts, but, good vigorous cardio 3 or 4 times a week and good strength training program 3 or 4 times a week can make a huge difference. Sleep, really important. If you don't sleep, your risk of death is much higher. So get good sleep. Good sleep hygiene. We have really a lot of blogs on that. We can link to that. The right supplements make a difference. So good multivitamin, fish oil, vitamin D. You can take extra fiber like PGX, which is great. If your cholesterol is high, there's different things you can use to help mitigate that. Herbally like red rice yeast and sometimes some people may need medication like statins or Zetia or Repatha. It's very individual. I'm not opposed to medication, but it's really the last resort. So, in terms of statins, they're pretty ubiquitous. I'm cautious about them because they do cause mitochondrial injury. They can be linked to some other harmful effects like muscle injury and muscle damage that affects about 20% of people. They're not the best drugs in terms of their efficacy. You have to treat a lot of people to prevent one heart attack. Like I think 89 people to prevent one heart attack. Like imagine if you had to treat 89 people with a bladder infection to deal with one bladder infection, it wouldn't be a very good drug. So they're helpful in the right situation, but they're not a panacea. And I think the key is to remember to look deep into the root causes, to understand this is a complex issue, that there are many factors involved, to do the right test, to clean up your diet and lifestyle, and then you'll be okay. By the way, most of the heart disease today we exist and see that we have today, we didn't see 100 years ago. I remember learning in medical school, in Johns Hopkins, William Ulster, one of the fathers of modern medicine, when they had a heart attack patient come in like 1910, everybody would come, the residents, the medical students, all the attendings. This is such a rare case. It would be like seeing syphilis today. Everybody have to like run and see this one case of syphilis, you know, because nobody's ever seen a case before. And it was like that. And now it's kind of pretty much the number one killer in the world. So remember, it's something that we don't have to get. It's something we know what to do about. And it's not just about cholesterol. And I hope then you've learned a little bit more maybe than you wanted to know. But that's the story about heart and cholesterol for today. That's it for today's Health Bite. If you love this podcast, share it with your friends and family. We'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment. Have you helped your own lipids and cholesterol and heart disease? And we'll see you next time on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter. And in it, I share my favorite stuff, from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter. And I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.